Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
I went to LA over the weekend and saw a podcast recording. And like I talked to the hosts afterwards because I'm kind of friends with one of them. You know, as friends as you can be with someone you've never met online, but who like follows you back. Anyway, at the end, she was like, "Oh, you're really funny. Do you have a podcast of your own?" And I was just like, "Oh, this is super embarrassing." I finally confessed to another human being that I record this dumb show, and she was like, "Oh, what's it called?" I was like, "I'm not telling you the name."
Aww.
It's so bad. I do it because I don't get to talk to Andy or my buddy Andy or Brian. We have listeners, I think, but I'm not going to promote it. All right, we'll get started. Hi, hello, and welcome to yet another Outwit Outplay Outcast, a survivor podcast on the Night of Living Geeks Network. I'm Nick, that is Andy, who finally got on because his computer crashed, and Brian, and we had a merge, so you know what that means. So yeah, there was a merge. There was a merge and things happened and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like actually happened.
Yeah.
And I think I'm glad that we're finally here though, because it all been kind of scripted, and this one at least there was you didn't know which way some people were gonna go, you didn't know how some of the alliances that had possibly been drawn up were gonna shake out. And you got to see how that all came down, and then you got to see bad idol play lead to, well, I don't know, you can debate whether it's bad idol. You got to see that lead to a possible, plan B's got executed, and somebody who shouldn't have gone out, maybe at this point it got out early. It was neat. Something interesting, dynamic thing happened that we're not just, well, obviously, let's get out this person.
I was kind of underwhelmed with this episode. I mean, you're not wrong. There was stuff that happened and whatnot. My real issue with this season at this point is that I just don't care about any of these people. Like, all the folks I cared about were voted off real early, and now I'm just kind of like, Joe, I guess? I don't know. Ben seems kind of cool.
Sick bastard. Yeah, Ben.
I don't personally like Joe, but I like that he's at least making moves and doing stuff. So he does that. I liked that Chrissy saw him and was just like, I want none of this.
Yeah, she was just immediately like, I am so glad I have never been around him this entire time, because I would have gone insane.
That was my favorite.
You know, honestly, I kind of wish that she had been around him. I don't think she would have gone insane. I think she would have somehow gotten him voted out, because the more she plays, the more I'm kind of like, yeah, she's kind of good at this.
Yeah, I think she's a lot better than Brian and I have been talking about while you were gone. I discovered what I really don't like about Joe is that he's not half as smart as he thinks he is. And
oh, no.
he thinks he's really smart. Like, he's just straight up told. He said, was it Joe going off on tribal? That's what I do best. And he even said something just straight up like, you know, when it comes to strategy, I'm like two steps ahead of everybody here. But then his move at tribal council is very much I'm going to protect me and this person, maybe probably more just myself, like this week alone. Joe's got nowhere to go from here. And like, even if his plan had been the one that borne out, like there's nowhere to go from this. And the whole point of this first tribal council isn't surviving week to week. I mean, you definitely don't want it to be you, but the whole point is, like Ben points out, is that this is where the rubber hits the road, right? Like, you know, you can say Yawa 5 and ignore the starting tribes. You can say, oh, we'll keep healers strong because there's, you know, five of us, or we just need to bring like one or two over. Like, you can say all these things, but when the vote happens, then you know. And Ben's the one who's just like, let's vote, let's get it, let's see what it is, and let's do it. And Joe just did something to do one day. And like, good for Joe, he protected himself and Cole effectively by playing that idol. But now, I mean, it's just him and Cole, even though own healers probably don't have anything to do with him at this point.
But he didn't protect either of them, because obviously they weren't going to get any votes anyway. They weren't, you know, going to be able to collaborate like that, you know, without talking to each other.
Well, I think the original plan was, you know, this tribe is going to vote for Cole, and this tribe is going to vote for, not like, this alliance is going to vote for Cole, and this alliance is going to vote for Joe. But then when Joe pulled his shenanigans, I was like, oh, well, we already had a plan B just in case something random and weird happens. So let's just, you know, do that. And I appreciated that in the show, they showed both sides, like, well, what's your plan B? What's your plan B? Who's your backup? Who's your second choice? And everybody just kind of switched to that, I think.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but they didn't show pre-tribal council. They didn't show anyone saying we should go for Jessica, right? Like, no one said that.
Yes, they did. They said that was plan B. Yeah.
Lauren's the one who brought up, like, what happens if Cole has an idol? What happens? Because I think they were the ones gunning for Cole. I don't remember who was gunning for who. Cole and Joe. But Lauren was like, well, what's our plan B? Just in case some random crazy shit happens. Like, what would our backup plan be? And likewise, you'd heard the healers talk about voting out Chrissy because she was in a good position.
I guess I had just checked out by that point, which is kind of bad, but it happens.
So, I mean, you saw it plainly that it was going to be healers sticking together and then everybody else banding up against them?
No, not really. Like, they've done enough changes, and now everyone's wearing the purple buff that I've genuinely forgotten who was on what tribe to begin with. So, to me, at this point, I realize that there are alliances within the merged tribe and all that, but I forget who all made what friendships when and where. Yeah. Which leaves me a little bit untethered. And, like, when Desi wins the immunity challenge, I had the realization that I don't know anything about Desi. Like, we've seen her, obviously, and she's had some lines, but we don't know where she's from. We don't know what she does. They have spent very little time on her. And then Lauren, other than the fact that she hates Patrick, who has been gone since the second or third episode, we don't know much about her. JP, what's his deal? Like, we don't really know anything about any of these people. I'm sorry, many of these people. We know Ben's a Marine and he's seen combat, and that he carries that with him, and we know who's a good Joe is doing this for his kids and all that. Like, those people feel like, and I know they're real people, they're not characters, but the editing has fleshed out their character to make, if that makes any sense. Desi, even Mike to a degree, we don't know that much about any of them. And so that's why I'm having trouble connecting at this point. I don't know. That's a weird background sound, whatever. I just don't really know why I should care about any of them. And the ones that they want me to care about, like Joe and Ben, I just don't.
Well, and I think this season does kind of suffer from the fact that, like, who was it? Three of them. It was Mike, Jessica, and who was it? There was a third person. Hadn't even gone to tribal council this entire time.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it was like Cole or JP or Devin. The three of them are all the same to me.
Yeah, Cole.
You specifically said so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, So, I mean, it's editing this and that, but, like, if the tribe's not going to go to tribal council and they win reward every time, like, life at camp is fine and they're all doing okay. So, what is there to show?
Well, that's the thing. Like, think about, you remember Gabon? That was the one with where the science teacher won.
Yeah,
they had a real great scene. All of those people were fully fleshed out characters. Randy was the psycho crazy dude. Crystal was the athlete who just couldn't perform in the clutch. Or Kenny, the video game player, he was very, very slowly going insane out there, but he was actually still pretty strategic and thought he was in charge. There were a lot of people or Bob, the guy who eventually won, he was the science teacher, and he used science to do things, and he would talk about his job as a science guy, and how he liked bow ties, and his hobby of craft making, and things like that. And there was a point where he just caught a turtle and was like, hey guys, look at this cool turtle I caught. We have gotten none of that this season. All of these people are essentially ciphers, and most of the episodes have just focused on the actual gameplay, which is fine if it was like last season, except this season the gameplay isn't that great.
I mean, I feel like there is some character stuff happening. Like there was character stuff happening with Jessica, that now apparently doesn't matter at all. Who else was there? Character stuff. Let me go through the roster here. I mean, Ryan, there's tons of character stuff, probably too much. Ben, there's good moments with Ben and his PTSD. But I see what you mean. There's no like camp life kind of a thing. And I think when you have three tribes, it's good because you can see more tribal dynamics. But the problem is that you have to switch tribes so often that you don't have time for those personal moments.
I don't know. I mean, I just figure you got an hour. All right, you got commercials, so you got 44 minutes, let's say. You can give me 4 minutes of, oh man, let's go get some wood. Hey, this stick is all brown and weird. Let's leave it there. Yeah, I don't know. You can give me some of that. I will say I was very, very frustrated because Jessica got voted out, not just because I have her, but because I had finally come up with another idea for a bet. The bet that I was going to offer was, will she talk about being a virgin again? And no, but she's gone now, so we can't have nice things. We can't have bets.
Do you think she told Cole? Because if she told Cole, then Cole will tell everyone.
It's true.
I think the first thing Cole does is go to Joe and say, hey, so my alliance is talking about you. It's you versus me. Why would you do that? Just don't tell him. Let him get blindsided, because now he's going to do dumb shit. And now, Cole, you're stuck with him. You don't really have any other allies now.
Yeah. Cole's not very good at this game. I like to think that he's not a dumb person. It's just that he's very naive and doesn't trusting, which is a special kind of dumb in and of itself. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think he could rescue his game a little bit. Like the whole thing is, he needs to be a physical threat because isn't he the one who was saying like, I used to consume 8,000 calories.
It was either, like I said, him, JP, and even Devin. All three of them are basically the same person to me. So when one of them speaks, I don't know which one it is. Or, you know, I know at the time, but we're 5 hours later than when I saw it, and it's already all blended together. I don't dislike any of them, to be fair, like to be complimentary. I don't dislike any of them. I'm just kind of like, I don't know which one's which.
No, we dislike Cole because he's the loud eater, and nobody likes a loud eater. Loud eaters are horrible people.
Yeah, that's gross.
He wasn't a loud eater. He was just...
No, he's the one who was, like, slurping food. And shit. I don't know. My threshold for loud with eating is pretty low.
I hate it when people open their mouths when they eat. It's like, that's so gross. Keep your mouth closed.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
That does not surprise me one bit. All right. Oh, you know what was really cool? I was like, we got to have more to say. But you know what actually was really cool is this is a brand new immunity challenge that's never been done before. I like that.
Yeah, it was good. I like that.
Yeah.
It was also like, it looks like it's actually hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's funny because it doesn't really look like it's that difficult. It's like, well, how hard could it be? You just shake your hands back and forth an inch or two. No, that gets real hard real fast. Anyone who exercises knows that, yeah, that hurts a lot. A simple repetitive motion, especially because I think they went, what, like 38 minutes or so? 36 minutes? Something along those lines. Like, who those two.
Yeah. No, it was 40-something, I thought it was.
Oh, 40? Yeah, I just remember it went somewhere to 36. I actually did pay attention to this. But I remember it went to like 30-some-odd, and then, what's his name? Jeff. There we go. Ooh, I'm even forgetting him now. Jeff was ribbing Ryan for dropping after 2 seconds. Too pump chump. What can you say? But all I know for sure is, I know it was definitely Desi because she won, but was it Jessica or Ashley at the end?
It was Ashley.
It was Ashley? Yeah, the two of them, their arms the next day must just be... I don't know. I'm gonna really watch the beginning of the next episode to see how they are, but like I have a feeling that they're just gonna be completely dead armed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Survivor. Outback Steakhouse.
Oh yeah. I was like rolling my eyes when they were doing that. I was like, come on, man, you can have good you can have good product placement without having to pitch it to people who are literally starving.
I don't know, it worked for me. I think reality shows, the product placement works a lot better than on scripted shows. On a reality show, it's like, hey, we're going to give you a feast. Okay, great. Normally, it's just food, but it's like, why not, if Outback's willing to give you, I don't know, $10,000 and free food, we'll just do it. Take it. Take the money. And it fits, yeah. Right?
Yeah, and I think like when Ben literally jumped for joy when he was talking about ribeye, that was awesome. That was great. But I feel like Joe was like selling something. I don't know. Maybe because I just hate Joe so much because he comes up like a slimy car salesman.
I agree with you. He's very slimy and smarmy. But one of the things I like is like, hey, can I get two? And it's like, yeah, you can get as many as you want. It's like, oh, I'm going to get two steaks. That was a nice moment. I still don't like him very much, but I dislike him less than I did before that. And then everything he did the rest of this episode really kind of threw me back into my unhappy place regarding him. But hey, it worked at first.
No, I still hate him.
Yeah, I think I disliked him more after that because he just was like, I don't know, just the way he said it to other people. I don't even remember how did he phrase it? He was just like, yo, dog, I'm getting three desserts coming. Yo, dog, you can get as many as you want. Shut up. This episode really made me like Chrissy a lot more, and not just because she looks really good in the bikini.
I knew you were going to say something about that.
Yeah.
Because you thought it, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys are gross. She plays the game, all right? Respect the game.
That's part of the game. I hate to tell you, man, but looking good is part of the game because it's part of people's charisma to look good.
Absolutely. And why do you think they haven't voted out JP when he's being all antisocial?
JP's not being antisocial. He was bonding with everyone. I don't know if it was last episode or the one before, but when he was bonding with everyone on the beach and saying like, yeah, my first date would be to go do this thing, that thing, and the other thing. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. We're having a real conversation getting to know one another. And that was one of the highlights. So I'm like, oh, okay, I actually know a little bit about this guy. I still can't differentiate him from the other two guys, but all right, whatever.
Yeah, no, I hate that. As per usual, I don't give a fuck about them. I want to see how they play the game. I don't give a fuck about their personal lives.
See,
but I think that moment is showing us how JP is choosing to play the game. I think JP is trying to go low-key under the radar and win a couple of immunity challenges near the end, make a little bit of allies with people who are just going to like him because they like him. I don't think he's like playing a, honorable people kind of a game. I think he's just trying to be quiet. Because if you are big and strong and you're strategic, sorry, you have to go. But if you come off as dumb as rocks, and not that he's coming off as dumb as rocks, but just that he doesn't seem to be caring about strategy, which certainly can't be true. There's no way that you apply for this show in season 35 and not have some level of like awareness of what's going on in terms of strategy in the game. He has to know something that's going on. Nobody applying this point to play is as clueless as he's coming off as. So I think he's playing people a little bit for sure.
That's very generous of you.
His game. I think that's his game, is to be quiet and hang out on the beach and let people like Chrissy and Jessica, who are clearly weaker physical threats, go now. And then when there's like eight people left and it's JP and a bunch of losers.
Then he obviously has never watched the show because that's how you get second place. Nobody likes that when you don't fucking do anything.
Or he's going to wait long enough to do the one big move near the end because that helps too. No, because if it's Brian, if at the end it's JP, Cole, and Joe, or JP, Joe, and who else is somebody that everybody hates? There's not really a lot that everybody hates.
Ryan.
Yeah, well, Ryan.
That's you guys. Like, they don't hate him.
Yeah, they don't seem to hate him. And Ryan can make a really good argument of, like, I did strategy, this, that, the other thing, because that's what he's trying to do, is be super strategic all the time with all the stuff.
Did he? I'm trying to remember who voted for whom. I don't remember if he was on the right side of this vote or not. Thankfully, I think he wrote it down.
Yeah, he was. So all the healers voted for Chrissy, and everybody else voted for Jessica.
That makes me mad. Wait, no, because we lost two healers, didn't we? Or do we just lose one?
What do you mean, lost two healers?
Oh, no. I thought we lost two healers that got eliminated, or was Rourke the only one?
Rourke, and then... Who got out last week?
Allie. But I think she was... Was she a hero?
I don't know. She was a hustler.
Allie was...
Did you say hussy?
No, I said a hustler. I would never impugn her honor. She's one of my favorite players hussy. This season. How
I
dare
you?
Say
hussy.
All right, well, anyhow.
No, it was Rourke and somebody else. I don't know.
I hate Ryan, too. Like, before, you're all bitching, but I'm like, whatever, I don't care. I hate him now, too, just because he did the thing, look, I'm going to do this because I'm a hustler. I'm like, God,
yep.
Shut up.
Yeah. Hustlers, we get down to it. It's like, yeah, you know what?
Anytime anybody says they're doing something because of the random titles the showrunners gave them, I hate them from that.
I really wish somebody had done that this season, that they broke them down by race and ethnicity. I'm going to do this because I'm a white man. And then he gets voted out because anytime somebody says, I'm going to do this because I'm white, it's like, probably shouldn't be doing that. I'm going to do this because I'm a millennial. Oof.
That would be hilarious. I would love to finally get on the show and do that and call back to some tribe from like three seasons ago.
Just be like, yeah, you get on there and there's no tribal, like whatever. They just assign you a tribe at random. And you're like, I'm going to do this because I'm blue collar strong. Sir, that was 3 years ago.
I'm a rebel.
I'm a villain. My umbrella. All right. Is there really anything else that we're going to say about the actual gameplay in this episode?
Yes. Oh. I like what Ben said when they merged. He said, because usually the military people are always like, I'm going to win with integrity. He was like, it's like, no, now the real game's starting. Now it's all about lies and backstabbing and
No, that's interesting. Like, I wonder how many people, because, yeah, you're right, we've had a lot of military people in the past, and they all have said, like, oh, I'm going to play, you know, the Army taught me to play fair. I wonder how many of them were combat veterans, because you ask a combat veteran, hey, what's it like to play fair? They're like, oh, the people who've played fair are dead. So I'm really curious about the difference there, but unfortunately, I don't know it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Good talk. Yeah, Ben's growing on me. He wasn't... He didn't do a whole lot for me early on in the first couple episodes. I don't remember what set me off on him. He just made it kind of a poor first impression. But the more that I hear him talk, I'm like, all right, I'm kind of liking this guy more and more. So I'm thinking that Ben might end up being my, I'm going to root for this guy. But I also have a feeling that he's going to be like everything else. Like, look at my teams that I've had. I've already had four people voted off. He's going to be gone soon because I apparently can't have anything that I love this season.
Yeah, I mean, and he reunited with his, not his ally, but I guess ally, and Chrissy. Ryan reunited with Devin. That was the nice thing is there was a couple reunitings. Reunions.
Thank you. Yes.
there were a couple of reunions this episode that were nice to see. Ryan and Devin, they reigniting their bromance.
I had forgotten they had that. Yeah, they got split up a while ago.
And it was. I'm glad they kept to that too, because that's something that's like really easy to forget. Or like set aside. It's one of those good low key ones. And I like how Ben was like, it's a fucking feast. Everybody's here. And she's like coming up wanting to talk. Like, let's keep this quiet, huh?
I liked Chrissy in that moment because I'm that same way where I will talk about people. I won't talk about people behind their back, but if they're right next to me, I'm like, they're not listening. They're engrossed with their own thing and there's too much wind. So we can talk about them. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Brian, you get your audio coming out your speakers, or?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, seeing as how we've hit the wow portion of the evening, do we have anything else we want to say? We already talked about how that was a really cool challenge.
Yeah,
Big ups to the challenge people this season. Like, all right, I've had complaints about the editing, but the challenges have all been really good so far.
Yeah, that's true. This one was really good because I appreciate that it's kind of strength, but not too much strength, you know, because you don't want to give a direct advantage to somebody like JP or Cole or whatever. It's also endurance and focus and the time that really matters. Like, how much did everybody benefit from the feast that you're all given, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. It was a good one. Entertaining.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. You know, they're like, Devin's like walking around like, I'm literally starving and I'm going to die. You know, maybe immediately going for the alcohol isn't the best idea.
I had him in a confessional holding a giant beer. I'm like, yeah, buddy.
Did you see Devin during the challenge? Like, he had this really blank look on his face. I'm going to use that as the art for this episode. I actually, when I saw him kind of like, because he was wobbling side to side as he was doing the challenge. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, man, somebody really needs to make a GIF of this and put him in a Mario Kart cart. I was like, wait, what are they called? Yeah, someone needs to do a Mario Kart GIF of that because it was crazy.
I really like the shot of him laying out on the beach. Just, it was a good like shot of just utter despair. And just, oh god, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, you could see it in his mind's eye.
Saying that, like, oh, who was it that said, if we don't get food soon, we will die? I was like,
Ashley, like, no, you won't.
You won't die.
They won't let you.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're getting sued if you die.
Yeah, you sign waivers, but nothing. Yeah, that's called negligence, and no waiver will cover that.
You didn't sign a death waiver.
All right, go on to fantasy.
So this week we actually had a bet resolved. At least I think we did. We had made a bet last week for the Feast Vantage. I jokingly said that there aren't enough bets, so I'm going to make a dumb one and say that there will not be an advantage at the Merge Feast. And Brian was like, yes, that is a dumb one. There's definitely going to be an advantage at the Merge Feast. And then you messaged later, be like, I'm also with Brian. I'm going to take that bet. And lo and behold, it was not at the Merge Feast. I thought for sure I was giving you guys free points.
So did I. That's why I took it.
I mean, there was one there. I don't think we ever said it had to be at the feast, is all I'm saying.
Wait, there was one?
Yeah, that's why in the thing.
Yeah, it was next to the nail, and Cole fucking touched it and didn't even notice.
Yeah, when they got back to the new beach to build a shelter, there was an advantage hidden in the bundle of nails that they'd given him. And he just didn't, like Brian says, he even took a nail from the bundle but didn't do anything with it. But I don't think that counts because we specifically said at the feast.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
I remember calling it Feast Vantage.
All right, I'm going to listen to this in the next week. I mean, I listened to last week, so the next week I'll, you know.
Are you really?
Yeah. I don't think we specifically said at the feast.
All right. We will hold off on that one for now then.
Well, I'm adding
points. But I'm pretty sure it's going to wind up being that Andy gets points because, fuck it, it's 2017, I can't have stuff.
Nope. But yeah, so I got those 3 points. That's the only bet that's resolved. We don't have any other new bets. There's the map forgetfulness about whether or not one of those map clue things will matter. I'm willing to bet that's not going to happen in the end.
Yeah.
But anyway, scoring. Nick, you came into the weekend last with 31 points.
Yeah, you got one still from Ashley. Last.
One from Ashley, one from Mike, and you got 0 from Jessica because she got eliminated. Brian, you came in second. You had 45 on the week. You got 1 from Ryan, 2 from Desi, and 1 from Ben. Actually, no, sorry, you got 3 from Desi. My bad, bad math. 3 from Desi. Yeah.
Shit.
Wait, wrong one there. I got 3. Put that in there for you. 3 from Desi, giving you a rounded off 50 points. I came into the weekend first with 47. I got 6. 1 from JP, 1 from Cole, 1 from Devin, and 3 from the bet. I'm going to give it to myself, giving me 53. If I had to rescind that, then I guess Brian and I are tied right now at 50, which is interesting. But Nick, you're up first in the waivers, not only because you're in last, but because you lost somebody. You got to replace Jessica with Joe, Chrissy, or Lauren.
It doesn't
matter. And Joe doesn't have that eye.
It really, really does not matter.
It might. You're only.
I'm 20 points behind you guys. I could pick all three of them. You know what? Let's do it challenge mode. Give me all three of those players, and we'll see if I can catch up to you guys.
No.
All right. Here's what we'll do. I will take which one? I'll let you guys pick my person. And what we'll do is, if that person, when next week, if someone gets voted out on my team, I get the other two players. So you guys can give me a good player, and then this doesn't matter. Or you can give me a shitty player and make me wallow in my suckiness.
Yeah, I say we give him Joe.
Okay.
All right. Joe it is.
All right.
Not only because I hate him, but also because I think he's just going to lounge around in the bottom until he tries to do something and then gets voted out.
Okay, so if Joe, Mike, or Ashley get voted out next week, I get Chrissy and Lauren, right?
Yep.
All right.
I'll take it.
This is what we call the Hail Mary rule. I'm so far behind that it's like, sure, just give me something, anything, please God.
Yeah, fuck it. Brian, you got 50 points. You have Ryan, Desi, and Ben. Any ads or drops for Lauren or who was the last one left?
Chrissy. Well, since seeing as how she almost got voted out, no.
Well, you started the season with Chrissy, too.
Yeah, but no, it's not a good idea. they're all afraid of her now. And I just don't like Lauren, so. And my three people are pretty safe. So, at least they were this week. I don't know. Shit.
I've got JP, Cole, and Devin. I feel like Cole came into this week with a target on his back, and the healers stayed tight, and they're obviously outnumbered. And this whole shit happened where he almost got voted. I mean, it's just him and Joe now. I don't know how much longer I can debate when is a good time to drop Cole until I just drop him and until he gets voted out and there's nothing left. So I might drop Cole for a Chrissy or a Lauren. I don't know if I like those. I feel like Chrissy's in a better place than Cole, though.
Well, keep in mind that if one of my folks gets voted out, I will get Cole then.
Yeah, no, I'm going to keep Cole. Because there's always Cole's a fit enough person. There's always an off chance, no matter what happens, he'll win an immunity and stay one more week and give me some points. So
Cole with food is a lot better than Cole without food.
Yeah, he did pretty good in this challenge. I'm sure if there's anything strength based, he'll be right up there. Although so will JP and Devin, in which case I'll get points anyway. So yeah, I'll stick with Cole. Yeah, so the only movement again is Nick.
Yeah,
replacing an eliminated player. This is not your season, man.
This is not it.
Not it.
Remember, let's go way back into the archives of this, and when we first drafted our teams, and people were like, you guys are saying, oh, wow, yeah, you know, Rourke is really highly rated pre-show, and Mike is really highly rated, and who was my other first one? Ryan's really highly rated. Nah. My team was garbage. It's still garbage.
Hot garbage.
Flaming Hot Cheetos garbage. All right. Well, we would have Stop Honking out there. Someone like drove by and was honking. Anyway. We would have another bet, except my person got voted off and we'll never find out. She's on the jury though, right?
Well, you could just do the same thing for Ryan.
Nah. It's not the same. It's not as fun. Jessica was the least interesting. Oh. Anyway, so we would have a bet, but we don't. So that, I guess, is all of it. And so in that case, we will see you guys next week. Everything is fine. The merge happened. They're wearing nice purple buffs. We're hoping that the season continues to get better, because this was definitely an okay episode. All right, goodbye. We love you. We love you so much that it burns and pains us to be separated from you. We yearn for you physically. Have a nice weekend. Goodbye.
That's what that is. I thought I had
goodbye. We love you.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.